Okay, now today what will we do is that, okay, first maybe I will say the prayer, okay, I will say the Heart Sutra prayer, okay. So maybe what we can do is that you all can say the Prajna Thamkin in the Vietnamese, I will say in the Tibetan, okay. So maybe what will we do is that we will say, I will say the Heart Sutra, I will say the Heart Sutra. Then in the Tibetan, you all say Heart Sutra in the Vietnamese, okay? Today maybe the it is the according to the it's a lunar calendar, so it's considered the fourth month according to the Tibetan lunar calendar, fourth month of the lunar calendar. So it started, so it we considers it as the very holy month of the way the Lord Buddha have achieved the enlightenment. Okay, so maybe you all say the okay, a Heart Sutra, okay. Okay, maybe who the Jade can lead, okay. Okay, you have finished?
Yes, we finished.
Okay, can you recite that two more times, okay?
Okay,
So
yes.
total three times, okay?
Okay.
So this time when you're reciting, mainly the pray very well that this is the special month where the Buddha have achieved the enlightenment, day of the month of the enlightenment month. So pray that maybe you can understand one thing, the emptiness very properly as soon as possible, okay? So two more times, okay, Heart Sutra. Buddha's enlightenment month is a very many different way of the calculating. They're calculating, there are different ways of the calculating. Okay, so okay, so maybe what you can do, okay, so maybe you do one thing too. Now you recite one more time, okay, one maybe. Okay, thank you. Okay, then today now we will start the conversation at the basic point of the Vajrayana. Yeah, before starting the session, I just want to share this small incident. Yeah, I thought to say the prayer for the few reasons. And after that, maybe you can say the prayer after the one. Again, you can say the prayer. Yeah, after, yeah. So the finishing Heart Sutra one more time. Yeah. Yeah, today, one incident. Okay, I just want to share. Today I had the session in the New York in the Manhattan. Yeah, Manhattan. After I finished the session, I was just coming out from the Manhattan city. And the driver, I have no idea, the driver, one black man or like that, he's driving the car. So one in the car and the we are coming on the street. Maybe he parked somewhere wrong side when the traffic signal. Then the police caught him. Then the police caught him, and then police asked him to park, pull the car on the side. Then he pulled the car. Then police check up the whole the driving license and all the documents. Then later on the police check all the documents. So usually police give the ticket. No? So today I think after checking all the document, the police just explained that the, what he made the mistake, but the police didn't give any ticket for him. Then he asked me the one question.
Yeah, shout out. So, but the police asked, or the driver asked me.
He asked me, "Did you pray for me?" I think he have never seen the monk. Maybe the one never seen. No idea of the Buddhism. Maybe because of the... So then he asked me that, "Did you pray? Did you pray for me?" Because maybe the police didn't give him the ticket, so that's why he feel that I prayed for him. He asked me, "Did you pray for me?" He asked the question very seriously. Your driver is the black, I mean the black guy. When he told me that, did I pray for him? Did you pray for me? I just laughed because I have no answer, because I didn't pray. After that, maybe 20 to 30 minutes, lots of the thoughts came into my mind. Really, I was a Buddhist monk practicing the Buddhism more than 35 years. How can I can ignore the, such a person in front of the me having the difficulty and forget to prayer? That really questions goes very deep into my mind, practicing the 35 years of Buddhist practice. The person he caught and having the problem just front of the me, how I forget to pray? At least even I cannot do anything, I can pray for him. How I forget? How I could not think that way? Really, that question comes in my mind quite rarely. I never met that diver before. Even I don't know him. He don't know me. Just accidentally, he was driving the car, and the way he was just dropping me, that his first word for me is, did you pray for me? Really, very happy, not his question. Practicing the Buddhism for so many years I was, but when he was problem with the traffic and the issue, how I forget to pray for him? At least just front of me, he's having the difficulties facing. Yeah, so that's why. So today, that's why. Yeah, that's a very, I mean, the today that I learned a big lesson. So yeah. In India, there is one Muslim poem. They're saying that even I cannot do anything for you, but at least I will pray for you from God. Really, very sharp. What should I say? Yes, it's a lie. No will hurt you. Yeah. So today, after the session, when you say the Heart Sutra one more time, just please pray for him. Okay. Just think the one diver who dropped me from Manhattan. Just problem. Right now, before I was praying for him all the time, this two time of the Heart Sutra, just praying for him. And after the session, okay, what you say, the Heart Sutra, pray for him. Okay. Really, that word really asked me, did I pray for him? Just he's having the, just front of the neck, having the difficulties with the police. How can I forget to pray for him? That's really, I never think of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we will start the session. Okay, just I thought to share with that and inform you to help me to pray for that diver, okay, that black diver. Okay, now we'll come to the basic point of the Vajrayana. Okay, now the topic. When you look at the Vajrayana, first thing is that you have to look the Vajrayana with the how the Vajrayana came up. The Vajrayana, these all teaching, Buddha gave the teaching of the Vajrayana after he achieved the enlightenment. After the 1 year after he achieved the enlightenment, then he teach the Vajrayana. Vajrayana, when he was giving the Vajrayana teaching, it's spirit teaching. Those spirit teaching he gave to the one very intelligent king. The king requested the Buddha to give the teaching. King told him, the Buddha, that he had to do the activities. He had to run his kingdom. He had a lot of wars. So he had to trust that he wants the Dharma, which he can reach the enlightenment and the very fast and quick result he can get. Then the Buddha seemed to show the king so intelligent to sit with the king. When the Buddha gave the Vajrayana teaching, one other thing is that when he gave the Vajrayana teaching, especially he picked up the bones of his very intelligent students, especially intelligent student and the very committed students, the Vajrayana teaching. So then the Buddha's, after the death of the Buddha, then the Indian, the Nalanda, that is one of the Buddhist institute, ancient Buddhist institute, the Nalanda, lots of they started the practice of the Vajrayana. Like a great master from the Nalanda, Nagarjuna, practice in the Vajrayana. And Aryadeva, he's the best student. He started the practice of Vajrayana because they wrote a lot of books about the Vajrayana. Then after that, Chandrakirti, also practicing the Vajrayana because they all wrote the books about the Vajrayana. So that's why from Buddhism from India, when it comes to the China, and from China to Japan, still days of Vajrayana practice came with it, even in the ancient time in the China. Still the Vajrayana practice still exists in the Japan. So these are Vajrayana practice from the China to Japan, yeah. Also the Vajrayana practice came to the Vietnam also. Because I came to the Vietnam many times, I met many scholars. Most of scholars, they are saying that the Vajrayana came to the Vietnam. Those Vajrayana practice came to the Vietnam and the China much before the Buddhism came to the Tibet. Like a Junti, that Buddha you expect is very common. If you look at the Junti Sutra, without looking at the Vajrayana, that I think it might find very difficult to get the Junti's and attacks from the Buddha's text, okay? Was Junti carried a lot of the hands, a lot of the weapon you are, right?
No.
Weapon, this also comes from Vajrayana idea. If you look from the Sutra, if you from the Mahayana Avalokiteshvara and the Vajrayana Avalokiteshvara, you will see the differences. The most come from the Mahayana idea of the Avalokiteshvara, looks more calm, very more peaceful. When you come to Vajrayana, more weapons, more hand. I have the one time I was in the Malaysia and I was invited by the one center. So that center was totally Chinese. I'm in the Malaysian, Chinese Malaysian center. So the or center who's running the center, that master have told me that the, his center is practicing the Mahayana with the Vajrayana flavor. Very interesting. So yeah, when the Chunti, he's also having the, some Vajrayana flavor. Okay, now here you have to understand what does actually Vajrayana means. What does actually the Vajrayana means? Because the Vajrayana is a practice. It is not by the wearing the clothes, and you cannot say that it's practicing the, this is Vajrayana by the clothes, by the dress. It is the practice. So you have to understand what does actually the Vajrayana means. Yeah. So in the Vajrayana, focusing on the few points, mainly focus on the few points. Vajrayana have the four different stage of the Vajrayana, four different division or four different category in the Vajrayana. The mainly the Vajrayana is teach the main advice of the Vajrayana teaches out how we can generate the subtle consciousness, generating the subtle consciousness through that subtle consciousness of realizing the emptiness. That is the one main advice of the Vajrayana. And the second point is Vajrayana is also teaches how we can get connected or the closer become with the Buddhas and the deities. Also that teaches that how we can get connected with the Buddhas, connected with the deity, how we can become the more closer, how we can get the Buddha blessing much faster, and how we can get that. Yeah. So now the third point is Vajrayana also carry the rituals. But the ritual is that the, sometimes people get confused with the rituals. Rituals, the every religion have the ritual. Even the Muslim, they carry the rituals. Even Muslim uses the mala, and they also have the rituals. Even the Christian, they have the rituals, having the burning, the incense, a lot of rituals. Even Christian have it, Muslim have it. Hinduism also a lot of the rituals. Every religion have the ritual. But the ritual also, sometimes people go the extreme of the rituals. That's also the one side. That is also not the right side. When you go extreme on the ritual, that is not the right. So Vajrayana, the rituals are the main purpose of the benefiting the others. So many rituals, their main purpose of the is the benefiting the others. This, through this ritual, the offerings to the Buddhas and the deity, also give the offering to the spirit world, ghost, spirit, and a lot of the, I mean, the non-human beings to benefiting. So because in you look at the rituals, why we're talking about offering the ritual is a sometimes ritual for the offering Buddhas and the deity. Sometimes these all rituals is a very related for the giving the foods for the like a hungry ghost and the spirits and the dead people. These also some of the mainly the purpose of this ritual is the benefiting the non-human being. Okay, so the purpose of the, all this ritual, purpose of this ritual is that benefiting, okay, benefiting the sentient beings, benefiting the non-human beings, especially when you look at the people, dead people, how we can benefit the dead people. When the person passed away, is there any way to benefiting the dead people? So these are the tantric Vajrayana rituals. It is some of the methods we're teaching how we can benefit the people who are not a living beings. Because when the dead people, we cannot ask the dead people to, oh, now you meditate, now you meditate. We cannot say that, no. It makes it quite funny, no, when they look at the dead people, ask to meditate. What will meditate? It's not that, no. It's quite funny, no. So then how we can help the dead people? That is also, so that's why the, in the Vajrayana, it talks about a lot of the process of the death, how the people dies, after the death, how it goes. This process, they talk about very clearly. So then how we can help the dead people. This also the one purpose of the ritual is also helping these people. Really, when you look at the dying, it's a very sad, no? So I've been to the many places, person who are dying, person who are the dead, so I have to say the prayer, no? That time when we are saying the prayer, they should need some of the way how we can help these people. No? Yeah, so we cannot ask them now you can meditate on the breath like a shamatha or mindfulness. We cannot ask this to people. No? Okay, now you meditate for the dead people or the person who are dying. Now you meditate on the breath. We cannot say that. No? It is very ridiculous not telling the dead people or the people who are dying to ask them to meditate. So especially when the person's dying. So when you see that process, certainly slowly, slowly they will change the complexions of the face, changes the face color will change, slowly start and then die. So these Tantra Vajrayana mentions very clearly that what the person is going through, which process and the how to help. So yeah, my master, when he passed away, age of 92 and 93, but the Tibetan 93, but generally 92. So he passed, when he was passed away, he meditated more than the 12 days on the death state meditation, more than 12 days. So every day after the passing of the dead, his face complexions and the face color is become more and more bright, brightening. Usually persons die that they will lose the face complexions and the brightness of the face, they will lose it. In the master case, it will become more and more bright. Yeah. So, okay. So these are the Vajrayana's, okay, methods, okay, teaching. Okay, there's a third point, the rituals, the purpose, and these are method Vajrayana's, all these are the trying, also not benefiting the only the living human beings, also the giving the advice, the how to we can help the person who are dying after the death. Then not only the death, as I told, because the ghost and the spirit, there are a lot of the non-human beings there. So how we can help these other beings, yeah. Okay, so yeah, this is the Vajrayana points, okay? Now the Vajrayana, okay, these three points, okay? Mainly the Vajrayana consists of these three points. Mm-hmm. So these are the very important message. Sometimes the Vajrayana gives the important message on this important message. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... okay, generally, I just thought maybe I might be jumping on the topic, okay? Maybe I just thought... When you, according to the Hindu religion, when the person dies and when they bring the dead body of the person, they have the one prayer saying, it's saying that the God is the truth. God is the truth. They always recite that. Yeah, Muslim prayers are when they die and they go to the burial ground, Muslim will say that the person have whatever they committed the sins, may the God may forgive him or her. Okay, so maybe, yeah, okay. So that's okay. Now the Vajrayana, the main concept of the Vajrayana, as I told you before, it teaches out how we can generate the subtle consciousness, use this subtle consciousness to realize the emptiness. And the second thing is that the Vajrayana, as a second point, is connecting with the deity. The connecting with the deity is something that we call the initiations or the over these initiation blessings. This is the one time for people to connect with the deity or giving the in-out practice of the dead deity. So like this and the practices, we need the most important is the lineage. Like what I received the practices from my master's master. We have all the records. Maybe we can go up till the maybe 12th century, 11th century, we can go back up to that. So like from the Atisha, then Atisha got it from the Malinda, from India. So these all lineage have to go straight through the up to the Buddha. So that's why what you are reciting is the short sadhana. Sadhana. We have the one of the sadhana with the long one. In that long one, few pages are also records of the master, lineage master. All the names of the lineage masters, the records are there. So up till the present, they will keep all the records of the names of the lineage of the master. So it will go trace up to the 11th century. If this lineage comes from the Atisha, we can trace back to the Atisha. If this lineage comes from the Shantarakshita, who had the first master who came from Nalanda master who came to the Tibet, then it will go up to the Shantarakshita, the masters, all these names, lineage names. It's in the 8th century. So these all the masters, master, 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 you have to reach up to the Buddha, this all teaching lineage. In the Vajrayana, the lineages are very important. One time in Nepal, there is one professor. I know him quite well. He's not a monk. And suddenly he told me very funny thing. He told me that he have received the one of the He Vajra initiation in his dream. Now he can take the initiation. Impossible. That is an impossible issue. If you say in the dream that you're receiving the initiation, impossible. You have to go through the lineage. Yeah. So these are the Vajra and the initiation. The lineage is very important. Masters, master, master, master. It should be lineage if people reach up to the last to the Buddha. Okay, this is the Vajrayana. Okay, this is the one Vajrayana, the lineage is important to the lineage. Now the second point is ever initiation. Vajrayana have one important sponsor that when you are connecting with the initiation to how you can practice and you can connect with the protectors of the deity. So whenever you through the practice light or whatever, like a Buddha, like a Kuan Yin Buddha or whatever, so when you have to connect with the Kuan Yin Buddha, so they call the truth of mainly through your meditation, through your practice. Through that will be the connection with what in the Vajrayana is suggest that when you get more connected with the deity, then slowly you can have the visions of the deity. Yeah, but whoever have the vision of the deity, sometimes can have a false vision. Sometimes we can have the right vision. So that also important to know how to differentiate the right vision and the false vision.
Yeah, in many places the people
talks about seeing the ghost and all this stuff, no? Hmm? Anyway, so these are some these are sometimes the visions, no? So in the Vajrayana practice, it's something more to connect with the deity and having the visions, yeah. That is the one way of the connecting the deity. Second way is to receiving the blessings of the deity. So receiving the blessings of the deity is it helps you to reduce your more negative emotion, like a jealousy, ego, or all these negative thoughts to reduce it. Okay, that is really one of the best way of the receiving the blessings of the deity and Buddha, and become the more kind, more compassionate. Yeah, so these are the second the point of the Vajrayana, the connecting with the deity. And third point, the career form.
The ritual.
Okay, now the third point of Vajrayana, as I told you before, they are the rituals. So ritual is mainly two types of ritual. One is a prayer from what we're saying from the mouth. One is through your mental thinking.
The more ritual important is the mental thinking, every form. Yeah? So this time in the one in the Catholic school. So really the very kids are very interested in the Catholic school. So they will believe in the heaven. So I just asked this school kids that when we die and when we born in the heaven, what language we will speak in heaven? One school kid really surprised and we said, wow, very interested with my question.
So same thing like one Vietnamese and the one American and the one Middle East person, three person died and are born in the ghost. These three ghosts, when they talk each other, what language they will speak? Maybe you might think the ghost language. Yeah, so even when the person died, we call the 49 days they will live in the Partho state. In that Partho state, what language they will speak? What language they can understand? Yeah, so that's the one thing that we have to understand, that not a language, through the mentally understanding.
Yes,
that's the telecompathy. No? So sometimes you don't need the language to understand. Sometimes even you speak the language and the talk each other more than the years and years, still you cannot understand. Sometimes you don't, without understanding the language, you can understand each other. My master, there is one lady from Taiwan, and my master, was very fond of that lady from Taiwan, very fond. And so then what I heard from the others that my master, when my master met her in the Taiwan lady, I heard that my master speaks the Tibetan with her. Even she cannot understand one single word of the Tibetan. But still she speaks. Then I asked him what you said. So she said she can feel something. She can understand something that what my master is doing. Even she don't understand one single word of the Tibetan. So that's why the rituals, maybe not only saying the prayer by the words, maybe through the meditating. So ritual like offerings for the dead people. When you do the offering for the ghost, mainly through your meditation, through your mentally. So that can help that the people who are passed away, not that what is helping. So not that what you're doing, the offering or the burning the fire, that is not helping. Mainly through your way of the thinking, your way of the meditating. So these are some important. So that's why the third ritual is mainly sometimes people get pay the ritual means paying the more importance for the what they're saying, the prayer. Sometimes they more pay the importance for the some of the or what the external offerings. These are the important. More important is the true yoga, the mentally to meditating. The every of the different points of the what to meditate. So these are the Vajrayanas. I mean the okay, then it's Vajrayana, it comes to many mantras. These of the mantra have the very strong, I mean the positive energy is the mantra. So mantra, these are the original, the blessed word of the Buddha. So that's why the every mantra in the Tibetan, every of the Buddha's teaching, every of the Buddha's word we are translated in the Tibetan, but the mantras we never translate in Tibetan. Mantras, we know the meanings of the mantra, but we will keep the original word. That is the mantra, mainly Sanskrit. That is the original language of the Buddha. That is what the Buddha speaks. That is the mantra, these one mantras are blessed by the Buddhas, these words. Now, if you look at what you see in Vietnam is Namo Bun Si Tu Ka Mo Ni Phat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Namo, that is a Sanskrit. No? It's called the Namo. It's for the pay the homage. So, okay, the Namo Ajida Pha, Namo Ajida Pha. It's also the Sanskrit word. No? In the Chinese, they call the Namo Amitabha. Originally, it's a Sanskrit word. Okay? Namo Amitabha. Amitabha, Namo is a Sanskrit. Amitabha is a Sanskrit. That's slowly the Chinese way of pronouncing and the Vietnamese, it changes from the Sanskrit. So this also, what a blessing, this also had a very powerful, but because of the positive energy, because of that of the mantras, not positive energy. So when you have, when you're reciting that again, and it creates a lot of positive energy. Yeah, so, yeah, okay, this is the prayer. Okay, whatever you say, the prayer, like a, prayer or the Buddha or whatever, these also prayers, sometimes these also very mantras or these mantras are very strong positive energies. Because the, how does that come, the strong positive energy? Because mainly because of the Buddha blessed with these old mantra, no? Buddha blessed it. So that's why it's carried a very strong positive energy. Yeah. So now the positive and negative energy are very much scientific that now. Okay, now this, okay. Now when you look at the other point, now when you talk about the Vajrayana, yeah, now the how to practice the Vajrayana, the basic practice of the Vajrayana. In the Vajrayana, it points at 3 points, it talks about the 3 points. Channel, wind, energy. Energy. So sometimes that the what we have to understand, the one point is that the, when we talk about the energy, when it talks about the energy that the, from the Vajrayana point of view, that we talks about how we can transform the energy, how we can transform from the negative energy into the positive energy. That energy all follows into the chakras. These chakras are related with the channels. So that's why they call the 5 energy points in our body. The 5 energy points in our body. That may be called as a chakra. So 5 energy points mainly from the crown, throat, and the heart, and the navel, and the private part. Yeah, 5 energy points. The energy points, these are energy points we call the chakras. It's related with the channel. How we can activate the energy under these chakras through the controlling the wind. So in the Vajrayana, it teaches us how we can control the wind. Through that, how to activate the chakras and activate our energy in our body. Because of these are the activation of the energy. Activations of the chakra also help the people to increase their lifespan. Yeah, also, if people to increase the lifespan, also the people can bring them more healthier. Health issue, also the lifespan increase, yeah. Because the main purpose of the activation of the channel, activation of the energy, main point is to generate the subtle consciousness, to make the subtle consciousness appear in our mind, appear. So when the subtle consciousness appear, then it that subtle consciousness is so powerful. What they can realize the emptiness, when the subtle consciousness, when they realize the emptiness, then Buddhahood is very near. So now in the Vajrayana, many people get confused with a lot of the deities, a lot of the protectors, Vajrayana. So what are the deities? But you can choose one. No? Problem is not having a lot of the deities. Problem is you cannot choose. That's the problem. So whatever you choose the deity, then you have to focus very strongly and then you have to practice that. Some people, they change from that one deity, from this deity to another deity, that protector to another protector. So their whole life, they have to change again and again and again. So this is the people, normally people do that. When you're carrying the handbag on your right hand, when you get the tight, you will change for the left hand. When your left hand tight, you will change for the right hand. So that's why people, some people like, that's the thing that the, even sometimes in their life, they change a lot of the wives and the husband, because changing and changing and changing, because they get bored with one and they change and change and change. Yeah. So that's why the point is that here, whatever diet you practice, when you fix on the one, just practice that. Then you will get a successful result. When you change, change and change, you will not get a success because you focus on the one diet and practice maybe 1 or 2 years, then we change it, then again you have to start from the A. Then again, you change it, you start from the A. In the Buddha's rule, it's one very interesting thing. When someone becomes the monk and he lives as a monk as a 10 years or the 20 years or 30 years, then we will consider slowly the more senior because he lives as a monk is a very life, very long. One monk, he lives as a, become a monk and live as a monk like 15 years, then he give back the vow and he just come to normal life. After 2 or 3 years, when he come back again, become the monk, then he cannot add that the 15 years to becoming the monks before. He have to start from the zero. Okay, yeah, so yeah, okay, so that is okay. Generally, the Vajrayana point, okay, Vajrayana points that, yeah, so Vajrayana, so that's why the Vajrayana point is, so that's a okay thing. So, mainly, the Vajrayana in the every deity practices and the deity more or less is very similar. Yeah, the deity practice and more or less it's quite the same, okay, so yeah. So maybe I will leave for the few minutes for the question answer session, then I will stop here, okay? So it might be a little late over here, it's at 12:30 in the early morning, the New York, yeah. So if you don't have any question, maybe if you have any question, maybe a few questions, I will leave for the questions, okay? Okay, if you have no question, then maybe we'll go for that, okay, prayer, okay? Okay, no, I'll start, and as I told before, just prayer for, just you can pray for that your practice, as I told before, just pray for that the may you through the practice may be realized the emptiness as soon as possible. Because this month is a very holy month, and also pray that through that practice, maybe your subtle consciousness may be arise soon as possible, the clear light consciousness we call arise, and through that you realize the emptiness and the achieve the enlightenment and can benefit the whole sentient beings. And also, yeah, also then prayer, okay? Many important thing is also, as I told you before, pray for that, okay, diver, okay? One pray for that diver, okay, as I mentioned before. Okay, thank you very much, okay? Okay, so thank you very much, then maybe we'll see next time, okay? Okay, now we'll stop here. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. And okay, you can say that Heart Sutra prayer. Okay, and pray well. Okay, as I mentioned before, this is the month as the Buddha's birthday. But sorry, that the month of the Buddha's birthday. Okay, so that's why in the normally in that month all before I used to recite the some sutras and I will keep reciting. Yeah, so this time, so that's why you can recite Heart Sutra. Yeah. Yeah, so when you recite the Heart Sutra, also pray that maybe soon you can realize the emptiness, okay? Soon as possible. Okay, then we'll stop here, okay? Then, okay, thank you very much. So the reciting the Heart Sutra, one important thing is recite the Heart Sutra, when you recite it, slowly try to focus on the word, okay? These words, okay? When you're reciting the word, praying, and the more focus on the word, okay, that word itself is very holy, because they're saying that Heart Sutra is the blessed sutra, it comes out of the Sariputra mouth because of the blessing of the Buddha, and the Avalokiteshvara's mouth because of the blessing of the Buddha. So that considered a very blessed sutra. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now we'll stop here. Okay, thank you. Anchor blind.